Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wola mnukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngole ngesonto mhla ka 29 kwekwezi 2022 ngokhipsi Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe.
Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo okubekwa kwenduna uNhlamba.
Sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le. Singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima.
UZulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi ezobukho.
Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala ebengalazithupha bathethe.
Abantu eJolojo bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zuwile umthunzi wamajawunda kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uNhlamba kwesigaba seGaranyemba eGwanda esabelweni seMathabeleni South. UAlbert Ncube usepha lolodaba.
UNhlamba ukhothame esibhedlela sakobulawayo ngomgqibelo ngemva kokugula kwesikhatshana. Ukuthona kwakhe kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uMabhiko Ilupane engozini yomgwaqo uvike edlulileyo. Ukukhothama kwakhe sekuthiwa umndeni wakuNhlamba uMadolonzima. Sixoxe lomnumzana Jeffrey Ndlovu Nhlamba, umfowabo enduna etshonileyo njalo ongusobhuku.
Sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngalokho okwenzakeleyo. Ubaba uNhlamba ubegula nje usilaye nje ehamba. Kodwa lokho kusehlele uphongutika kawani nje ilanga elilodwa. Uphongutho angisezwa kusasetha. Kwaba yikuhamba kwakhe. Uyesithwalelwa eGwanda. Efika eGwanda nje kuthiwa sedluliselwa koBulawayo. Efika koBulawayo lalo ilanga elilodwa. Wavuke ekuseni izolo ngo-6 o'clock ephela.
Omnumzana Wilson Mabhena obesebenza le nduna uNhlamba lapho kuthoniswa amacala uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ubuhlungu kunye okumalisayo. Umuntu okade zithulele, umuntu ongasoze umazi ukuthi thina sikhulile sibangaka siyazazi induna ukuthi zenzani. But lo kube ngumuntu nje okuzithula, umuntu okade welela labantu engelakhulumo ezinto engelayo. Kodwa akukho esingakwenza, uNkulunkulu sekhetho wathi sibonga kunjani.
Omnumzana Collins Banda isakhamuzi seNtebe uthi basele besegcekeni njengamajawunda.
Sibe lusizi kakhulu ngokuzwa ngokubhubha kwamphathi wethu. So ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusithiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe ngamafitshane sithi umndeni wakhe ududuzeke.
Ukhansila weGaranyemba kuwa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi uNhlamba behlezelwela intuthuko esigabeni sakhe.
Usithi nxa ungafika kuyo kwakhe vele uzikhulumela nge-development njengomdala. Hayi isizwe sakithi sesilahlekelwe shuwa. Angikwazi ukuthi eceleni nababo sibethu bezomdabo shuwa kathina sisanda kushiwa nguMabhikwa. Sesibuya sishiwa ngulo wakithi futhi. Kuthaza sibili ukubambana kwabantu. Asokuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba iphupho lakhe bakithi awusenze wahamba lingagcwalisekanga. Kodwa kungasenani intando yenkosi. Sithi ngakuyavela njalo olunye uhlumele lingaba njengaye.
Induna uKhulumani Mathema uthi ukukhothama kwezinduna utshe izigaba zingumhlambi kazelusile.
Induna ziqakathekile kakhulu ngoba abantu bakithi abamnyama kumbe abantu bemakhaya bayakholwa kakhulu, bekholelwa imisebenzi eyenziwa izinduna ngoba yizwe ezikhuzayo. Engingathi ngama-peace ambassadors in a way, ngoba lapho kule nduna khona isikhathi esiningi ukudlephana kwabantu kungani kuba ngaphansi kulalapho sokusuke kwaswelakala khona induna.
Aqhubekela phambili amalungiselelo kubekwa induna uNhlamba. Induna uDennis Ndlovu Nhlamba wathejulwa yingwe ngomnyaka 1947 njalo wagcotshwa kuba yinduna eGaranyemba ngomnyaka ka-2010.
Dulula la masekela ntaba ndidane ka Sonondo Dlove manxeba ngokulwela ingane zayo sesiyosala sibambisisila isihambile ngunqulu sesibuka amafu kudliwa amathambo engqondo asazi kuyosa sikuphi
ngimelo umsakazo we Studio 7 ngikonhlamba entepe ngu Albert Ncube.
Bayakhala abantu ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi enkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZubco. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ukukhwela kwembadalo yamabhasi kwethule encwadini yabeZubco ikhuluma ngokuba linkampani sikhuphule imbadalo yokukhwela kwamabhasi emadolobheni. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezingaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi lambili 20 kilometers sebebhadala amadola angamakhulu lamachumi amane 140 RTGS. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezifika amakhilomitha angamachumi amathathu 30 kilometers imbadalo isifika amakhulu phose amabili 180 RTGS. Ukuthi abasuka endaweni ezingamachumi amane isifika ikhulu lambili 220 RTGS. UZulu uyakhala ngentengo le esithi uhulumende usebashiye bebambe wangaphansi. Umnumzana Tafara Sithole isakamuzi seHarare uthi imali le inengi kakhulu.
Asinike sisuke ku-8 siya ku-140 kusho ukuthi sebekhweze about 60% ongangokuthi sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima njalo le mali yakhona siyihola akusakwana akusahambisana le mali le sichajwa kuzuku sekeukuthi bezame ukuthi beyehlise imali le at least ingaba yi-100 kungcono lathi sithole ukugada lokusala le mali yokudla endlini.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana yebet shoko ohlala isitungwiza.
Amabhasi ndoda ukhwela esukusele amabhasi ukhwela esukusela ku-8 siya 160 isinto eraithi le lokhu vele into engalunganga le ngabe kuthiwa bathe 100 ngabe kungcono.
Unkosikazi Trish Dube uthe indleko le izaphazamisa kakhulu abantwana bakhe nxa besiya esikolo.
Hey lokho ukuthi uzukho sekhwelile hhayi kunzima sibili ngoba ama-private wona singakhangela ama-private ngama-200 amanye ngama-150 so uzukho le-private sokufanana uzukho wakhona yena kabambeki awumtholi uzukho ilaini yakhona yabe inkulu kakhulu amabhasi yona awe-8 lawa ugada nzima vele amanye ayafa endleleni so kuyafanana lokhu mina heyi njengomuntu osebenzayo imali yakho iningi kakhulu sibili bakithi iningi kakhulu kunzima sibili.
Umnumzana Darlington Gatsi uthi imali le ngabe ihambalana leholo
igovernment yethu namhla iphambanisele sonke njengabantu belizwe leZimbabwe ngoba bakhweze uzupho SGP yangkhona siyi-8 bond RTGS enyangkhona 140 RTGS kodwa ungakhangela ungangena emashopu into zilokho zikhwela uhulumende kala ngenye indlela akwanise ngakuthi zima ukukhwela karesi ungagada mabethe u-garden boy uhola 10,000 RTGS amatemba esiba yi-6,000 RTGS ikudubeka kodwa so uhulumende ngathiwa eke wama ukukhweza uzupho wazama ukuthi impila kahle yethu into esizifuna ezinjengabompuphu landani ziyenele ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise ukuzithenga ngoba akusela okwanisa ukukuthenga lokhu akusela ozakwanisa ukukuthenga ngoba sokudura uye emsebenzini sokuyahlupha ngoba ngeviki ma njengami mina sengigada 140 bond ngisebenzisa imali edlula i-1,000 ngeviki ngenyanga ngiyasengingene ku-5,000 RTGS mina ngihola 12,000 ngizathengani ngizabhadala irenti ngani uzupho ubengcono engakhwelanga ngalesi sesiyadubeka kuphela emsebenzini sesiyaxotshwa.
Intengo yokudla lempahla emqoka empilweni kaZulu efuneka nsuku zonke ikhuphuke kwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Abantu etsholotsho esabelweni seMatabeleland North bathakazelela okwenziwa luhlangothi olunika izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa olulezisebenzi ezibhodaboda emaphandleni. Uhlelo lolu lunceda kakhulu abantwana lasebekhulile abangakaze bethole izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Uhlelo lolu luza ngesikhathi abantu abaningi behluleke ukuthola izithupha lokunye kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kweleZimbabwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Abantu abaningi bathi behluleka ukubhalisa ukuvota, ukuthola imisebenzi lendawo esikolo ngenxa yokungabi namaphepha elizwe aqondileyo. Unkosana Sindeni Moyo ohlala eGombalume line unqoma uhlelo lolu ngokwenza kube lula ukuthatha incwadi lezi.
Abadingi ukubona abantwana bona bafuna ukubona izithupha zabazali babo. Ngefoni bayayamukela abalahlupho. Hayi, lolu hlelo lube luhlelo oluhle kakhulu ukwedlula izikhathi ezidlulileyo leziyana. Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala ede bengalazithupha bathethe. Babathathisile sibili amalungelo abo wonke.
Ugogo Dr. Mavunda ohlala eMagabelana line oleminyaka engamathuma esithupha lasishiyagalombili 68 ubungela gwalo lokuzalwa lesithupha.
Ungathola incwadi yesikolo lekasebhuku uyathola usizo. Ngikhuluma nje lami kade nguphethe lokhu ngitholile usizo. Abadingi silver, abadingi golide, bathi sukuma uhambe. Hlala kwaMagabelana line umphathi wami uMbusi Ndlovu. Manina labo baba sukumanini lizodingela abantwana ikusasa labo. Usizo luyatholakala kahle, akudingakali mbadalo, siyathola usizo.
Abantwana abangela bazali labo bathathiswa incwadi zokuzalwa ngaphansi kohlelo lolo. Unkosana Samukeliso Mathe uthathela abantwana bakadadewabo owabhubhayo wathiya abantwana bemunya.
Babatshinda ngonina vele bebancane bazogcina umamami. Umamami wasetshiya thina, lami nginje bengangumfom 2. Osisi bami labo beyendile. So mina ngasala labantwana hamba sigcina ngeke ngibe lamkonzo lobhuda manje ngoba manje abantu abangamamuntu asela mama sithola omunye umfazi. Asela mama ekuthi kufakazi ukuthi umama wakhe watshona besilapho. Ngoba izwelo futhi besilayithi umntwana okade okasisi wethu futhi watshona. Simvulele futhi idethi basinika ibhethu selayo. Laba sebengabe sibili futhi sebesilungisele. Ayi siyababonga ngoba basenzele kahle vele sikabonile.
Uhlelo lolu kusetshenziswa labosobhuku okuyibo abapha ubufakazi ukuthi umuntu ofuna incwadi lezi bayamazi kumbe hathi. Usobhuku Peter Sibanda wesigabeni sakoDlamini.
Siyabonga kakhulu sibili ukuthi kube khona ukufika kwabe amabhethi endezi bezosisiza khona lapha. Lapha bekuhamba kuhle kakhulu sibili. Abantu basisizile ngoba kuba khona ukugibela lani lani besiya etsholotsho. Okwenza ukuthi ekugcineni bathole sokunzima ukuthi behambe ama-distance angakho. Ngiyangaloku nje ungithola ngikhona lapha sisuka senza ubufakazi obusuke umuntu ma simenzele bona wahamba waya etsholotsho usuka esefanele buyele emuva.
Usobhuku Sibanda uthi bonke abafisa ukuthola uncedo kumele baxhumane laye.
Siyamncedisa laye ngoba kula muntu ofanele esale nganayo i-death certificate noma i-death certificate nxa kumbona odinga i-death noma ufuna i-death noma ufuna isithupha. Kufuneka simncedise ekugcineni ilizwe njengoba lenye lethu sonkeni bona lapha. Sonke kufanele sisale silolide esilalo olusifaka ukuthi silungele ukuba ngumntwanapha. Into ezilonge ngesigaba sami ngilobufakazi obugcweleyo ukuthi uzalelwe la, ngiyamazi.
Iningi liphumile ezikhithi zetsholotsho ukuyathatha ingwalo zokuzalwa lezithupha ngaphansi kohlelo lolo olungena emakhaya ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi ukhangelele ukuthi abantu abafika ezigidi ezimbili 2 million bazathola amaphepha la aqakathekileyo ekupheleni kohlelo lolu kunyanga kampandulwa lonyaka. Ngiyimele yeStudio 7 iseGombalume koDlamini yetsholotsho, igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisasibanda.
Kusenjalo uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima luthi balutshwani kakhulu abalimi abaletha umumbu eziphaleni ze-Grain Marketing Board. Ngakho ke sokumele kuhlolisiswe ukuba abazimeleyo abathenga umumbu balani eziphaleni zabo. Umabhalani omkhulu wohlangothi lolu umnumzana John Basera usanda kulobela incwadi i-GMP esithi kumele baphathisane lebazomvikela abakuhlangothi lwe-Joint Operations Command ukuze kulandelwe umthetho wokuthenga lokuthengiswa umumbu. UBasera uthi abalimi sebethengisele i-GMP umumbu oyisilinganiso se-5,000 metric tons. Bebekhangele ukuba bazathola umumbu omningi lonyaka njengoba kukanya ingani kuvunwe umumbu oyisilinganiso esifika 30,000 metric tons. Kukanya lokhu kuba amapolisa azabambisana labanye abazomvikela emgwaqweni ekudingeni abathenga umumbu njalo lokuvula ngenkani iziphala zabathenga umumbu ukuze bebone ukuba kwenzakalani elizweni. Abalimi abaningi bathi abasoze bethengisele iGMP umumbu wabo ngoba bawuthenga ngedola leZimbabwe hathi elemelika. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. ELiRussia lihlasela ngamandla amadolobho ambalwa empumalanga ye-Ukraine lapho elizama ukuhluthuna khona isabelo seDonetsk. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba eli-Ukraine licela ukusekelwa ngamazwe atshiyeneyo ngokunikwa izikhali ezizathundubeza ezakweliRussia. Umongameli Joseph Biden wakwelemelika namhla kukhangelwe ukuba uza kwethekelela isabelo seTexas lapho okubulewe khona abantwana abafika phose amajumi amabili 19 lababalisi ababili lijaha ebelihlome laphelela ngombhobho okhulula inhlamvu. UBiden uzakhulumisana labazali abalabantwana ababulewe eEurope Elementary School labanye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo ozibiza ngokuthi yinkosi yamaNdebele othi uzahamba kwele South Africa abuye labadabuka kwelizweni leZimbabwe abesegcotshwa ukuba yinkosi eState House kubulawayo. Kodwa umnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikabulelani lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakoKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamaNdebele othi wenza ukuganga uKhumalo ozibiza ngokuthi umzilikazi the second.
Ah, sisenkingeni lana. Kufika uStanley lana, uStanley Raphael Chuma eGoli, lo zithi umzilikazi 2. Uthi uzethatha abantu end of May uhamba labo ekhaya uye State House. Hayi, manje ke no akusiphathi kahle lokho ukuthi kanti umuntu wadlala ngesizwe kwenze njani. Uyazi ke hayi, sekufika isikhathi la mzakazi ukuthi sithithi nani indoda lesi zaze si hayi, siqinisa isandla mpela kuyo lamagama, mhlawumbe siqinisa amagama ngoba hayi sesukubekezelile kwenela. Umuntu odlala ngomthwakazi angeke mpela sivume. Manje ufuna ukuphamana isimpilo zabantu. Abantu vele uhlupho luningi abantu ngithe mathebele na umuntu futhi ufuna ukuhluphekisa abantu phezu kwalolu hluphe sinalo. Yikho ke hayi msakazi, into esisho ukuthi no, siyacela nje uStanley nalabo abantu asebenzisana labo bayiyekelele into le. Uma beqhubeka hayi ngeqiniswe no, sesizathatha abanyathela nganalukhuni ngoba singeke sikubekezelwe ukuthi kudlalwe ngesizwe. Senkosi umzilikazi ngeke sivume.
Umnumzana Samuel Dube olandela ezamasiko uthi kuyakulandela konke okwenziwa ngumzilikazi the second.
Ayithi vele siyovula ngomthandazo, awuthi ngihole kafishanyana ngihlala ngikhuluma ngithi mina indaba yakithi iyolungiswa ngumoya. Indaba yobukhosi bakithi ijule kakhulu makhehla, ifuna umoya. Ubukhosi siyazi ukuthi vele beyabangi njalo ubulelani uyazi ukuthi inkatho yamphika. Ubukhosi esikhuluma ngawo lana ubukhosi kamzilikazi kamashovana kalana, hayi obukalobhengula. Kunesizathu behind ukuthi why inkosi lobhengula yakuthi isikhathi esifishane njalo abantu babhizi balokho bethi inkosi ngubulelani ngoba wacatshiswa ngu-Cecil John Rhodes, kukhombisa ukuthi thina into eyenziwe ngondlela ezikhanyelanga yiyo sihambisa phambili. Ikanti ke silungisa okwethu okwabantu, inkosi ibekwa umoya. Abantu vele asiexpect ukuthi bakuzwise kodwa from kusasa bazobe sebezwisisa kabanzi.
Akwaziwa ukuba uKhumalo uzakwonelisa ukuphenduka kwele Zimbabwe ehamba labadabuka kuleli lizwe abesesiyagcotshwa khona ngale eState House esos town kobulawayo. Bokwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya, igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNisfanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa. Ngiyakhona libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje ngizafuna sikhangele kuJohane chapter 7 amavesi nje amalutshwana kodwa amangalisayo. Lapha sihlangana loJohane ekhuluma ngokuthi uJesu abafowabo babesithi kahambe ayeziveza atshengise amandla akhe, atshengise ukuthi ungumuntu osetshenziswa nguNkulunkulu kumkhosi owawukhona, umkhosi owetabernacles owawukhona. Ngakho-ke bathi kambe umuntu olamandla amaningi kangaka wenza nje uzifihlile ngaphensithi emakhaya eGalili akuye leJerusalema uyebonakala emuntwini wonke. Ikho lapho esizabala khona ba ivesi ka-4 ithi ngoba kakho umuntu owenza ulutho ensitha yena efuna ukwaziwa obala. Kuba uzenza lezi zinto ziveze wena emhlabeni ngoba labafowabo babengakholwa kuye. Ngakho-ke uJesu wathi kibo, isikhathi sami kasikafiki kodwa esenu isikhathi sihlala sikhona. Ngifuna ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlela isikhathi ngezinto zonke okumele sizenze lapha emhlabeni. Injongo uNkulunkulu ayibekayo empilweni zethu, ubizo uNkulunkulu alalo phezu kwempilo zethu, imisebenzi ehlukeneyo uNkulunkulu asibizele yona uyasinika, kodwa njalo ubeka isikhathi sokuthi kumele kwenziwe nini. Ngakho ke lapha okokuqala sifumana labafowabo bakaJesu besithi kambe nxa usenza izimangaliso zonke lezi uphonguzenzela ngapha emakhaya ngemuva kungabonwa ngumuntu, hamba ke lapho ongabonwa khona ngabantu. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyihlosele uJesu, indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyibekile, kwakungayisithi ukuthi kumele ayeziveza ngalesi sikhathi. uNkulunkulu wayelesikhathi sakhe ayesihlelile, esilungisile. Siyabona lapho uJesu uyaphendula abafowabo ukuthi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayesithi kibo, uNkulunkulu ubeke isikhathi ngezinto zonke. Ngakho-ke nxa nguletha kithi empilweni, siyakwazi ukuthi umhlaba ngaso sonke isikhathi uyabe usifuqa ukuba senze izinto isikhathi kodwa singafiki. Siba nepressure yokwenza izinto, ikakhulu nxa umuntu elobizo uyabe usithi mara kuhle kwenzakale kathesi, kanti uNkulunkulu uyabe ehlelile indlela yakhe afuna uyihambe. uNkulunkulu lomgwaqo awufakayo esenzela ukuthi ngawo lowo mgwaqo abe ufakele wena uzofunda izinto, uzokuqondisa akulungise isimo sakho, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa uphutha usiya ngale esekuveza emhlabeni ukuthi wenze lokho akubizele khona, uzakukwanisa ukukwenza kakuhle. Ngakho lapho ngiyathanda ukuthi uJesu wayala okokuqala ukufuqwa ngabantu ukuthi ahambe oziveza uhle uzitshengisele. uJesu wathi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayenanzelela ukuthi akumelanga enze into ngokufuqwa ngabantu. Maningi amantombazana acina ezithwala, amajaha acina emithisa ngesikhathi singakwani ngenxa yokuthi bafuqwa ngabantu, bafuqwa ngumhlaba. Baningi abantu abacina beqalisa amabhizimisi besenza ezinye izinto ezicina zibanika udubo besehluleka ngoba bafuna ukwenza izinto isikhathi singafiki. uNkulunkulu wesikhathi sakho, melela leso sikhathi, ungagijimeli phambili.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Ngiyathandaza igama likaJesu ukuba wonke umuntu olobizo, wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu ambekele umsebenzi, uzokumelela isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into uNkulunkulu ayihlelileyo isebenzeke njalo iphumelele kuhle. Egama likaJesu, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi useNisfanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungadinwa lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo yenguqu, iqembu leDynamos libe nguJikile Obhanqa 0-0 leRandals emdlalweni odlalwe namhlanje. Nansi impumela yeminye imidlalo efanayo: Bulawayo Chiefs 2 Capes United 0, Tenax 1 Cranbourne Bullets 0. Kwezabatsha namhla silomculi odabuka eJolojo.
Sanibonani ngiyajabula leli thuba engilithola njengamanje kubo bonke abantu abalalele. Igama lami elokuzalwa uMichael Dube enganinikwa umama, ubaba yena wasekade umthokozisi. Amagama wami omabili, isibongo uDube, ngizalwa eTsholotsho konqoya, la engizalwa khona eGoli ngiseCosmos City. Ngicula uMaskandi i-albhamu lesibili leli engilikhiphile manje. Ngaqala nge-albhamu elakuqala ngonyaka ophelile ngo-2021 elalibizwa kuthiwa isizwe sakomthwakazi. Leli elamanje i-albhamu lithi Inyamazane Ezacile, okuama-albhamu ahamba kahle kakhulu. Ela last year bekunengoma ebithandwa abantu kakhulu ethi kancane kancane uyophumelela. Ungesabi ukwenza into uthi abantu bohleka. Kube nenye ethi Jerusalema, ingoma ezayithandwa kakhulu. So nakulokhu futhi kwedlulele, abantu bakhombisa ukungithanda ngale ngoma yami ethi akashaywa umuntu wesifazane. Angazi ngabala ngithini, ziningi impela, kusebenzekile kakhulu. Ngiyabonga i-support enginikwa abantu. Ngizicelela futhi i-support engaphezu kwalokho, njengoba sicula kanje sidinga yona i-support. So siyacela ukuthi abantu besisupporte. Abafuna umsebenzi wami bengangithola ku-Facebook, ngizibiza ngomkhando ozikhandayo. Ku-WhatsApp inamba yami ngizoyishiya, nakhona inamba yami ku-WhatsApp engitholakala kiyo ngizoyibhala, then imbe sengiyibiza futhi ngithi 062 37 45 636. Ngiphinde futhi 062 37 45 636. Umuntu uma engabe efisa nje ukukhuluma neqhawe elibiza emculweni ngokuthi umkhando ozikhandayo, engayisabi ukungithinta kuleyo namba. Uma efika lapho, ngiyacela umuntu engafiki nje ethi hayi, akabeke isitori ukwenzela ukuthi kube lula, ngoba baningi abantu abafika la kimi bethi hayi. So kuba nzima ukuthi ngithini. Uma uzothi hayi, kuba nzima nokuthi ngizothini, ngoba ngesinye isikhathi kuba khona uthole ukuthi ama-chat maningi. Kodwa at least umuntu uma engabe efike wayichaza, kuba lula kimi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, ufisela inhlanhla mfoka Ndlovu. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje, wathi sikhangele ebesilazo. Asewuzinga liphezulu amalungiselelo okubeka induna uNhlamba. Uzulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yogada amabhasi ezubcom. Abantu abaningi eTsholotsho badakazelela ukuthola izithupha zengwalo zokuzalwa. Olivalisayo uGibbs Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.